Blog Talk Radio.
2 years after the worst recession most of us have ever known, the stock market has come roaring back. Corporate profits are up. The economy is growing again. I've seen it in the shuttered windows of once booming factories, in the vacant storefronts on once busy main streets. I've heard it in the frustrations of Americans who've seen their paychecks dwindle or their jobs disappear. Steel mills that once needed 1,000 workers can now do the same work with 100. But we have never measured progress by these yardsticks alone. We measure progress by the success of our people, of Google and Facebook. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. Let us serve them as well as they've served us by giving them the equipment they need, things like computer chips and GPS. We need to get behind this innovation. And to help pay for it, I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently pass on to our children. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. We do big things. Our destiny remains our choice. And tonight, more than two centuries later, it's because of our people, and yes, we know that some of them are gay, that our future is hopeful. Our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Hey, everybody. Spence in the Bay, the Bay. Oh, man. I fucking hate my BTR switchboard. Hey, everybody. Welcome to yet another Union of the State. That's right. Barack Obama telling us where we are at as a nation, because we can't figure it out on our own, can we? What did we learn today? That yes, some of our fellow citizens are gay. But I'm not. Ken Moore, welcome to the program. What's going on, Ken?
Not much. Wait a second. You're in the Bay, and you're not gay, but you're just a fruity fruit bowl.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's the Bay. In the Bay with Ken Moore. We're going to chit-chat here about the State of the Union, I guess. Or not. We can talk about other stuff. There's a lot of cool shit going on. The Oscars nominations were announced today. Geez, what else fucking happened today? Oh!
You got trolled.
Huge news. Huge news. The Big Four. That's right. Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax, Slayer are going to be getting together at the Polo Fields in Indio, California for a huge metal festival. And it's a one-off thing. They're calling it the Metal Coachella because they're playing it at the same place where the Coachella goes down. I think it's the week right before or the week right after Coachella. I think it's right after. Just smart. You don't want people moshing before Coachella because all those niche rockers might... I don't know, I get dirty. Whatever. So yeah, so Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and who's the other band? Slayer.
Now, you're not a big fan of Anthrax, are you?
The band or the substance?
My
God, that's so kidding me. I'm just now watching the State of the Union, and it's kind of ridiculous how all the Congress people ask Barack to sign their pamphlet or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the congressmen, like they're fucking little fans. These are our representatives kissing this guy's ass. He's the president. He represents us. He's nothing without us. You know what I mean? It's like, if he goes away, there's somebody that takes his spot. I don't know why we give so much credence to that position. Like, at what point did, what was it, FDR that really turned the presidency into such like a figurehead position, like almost like a dictator? Like,
yes.
Like sort of like... Was it before FDR, was a president just kind of like an executive? Like you would see at like a company where – a typical company where the executive is just like – you walk see him walking down the street or, you know, it's like no big deal.
He would be that figurehead prior to FDR. It'd just be the figurehead like you were speaking about earlier, you know. The commander in chief, and that's
now
it.
Now it's like a cult of personality. Look at Lisa Murkowski. Like a little fucking dog feeding at the trough, trying to get Barack Obama's autograph. How pathetic.
Now, what I found interesting
what
about the State of the Union was watching Joe Biden and the Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
Oh, yeah, Boehner. And they're like joking around back there like buddies.
Well, when you start watching
it. Yeah, when it's all said and done, these guys go out and have beers and and go to each other's, you know, parties and stuff, and they're all friends, dude. They're all in on it. They it's like the NFL, dude. At the end of the season, they play the Pro Bowl. They all party and have a good time, and they're all in the same gang.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you had Joe Biden who picked up that glass, and I'm assuming it was quote unquote water in that glass. Who looked like he was about ready to fall out of the chair because he kept dozing a little bit. Looked like he had a little bit too much water to drink. And then you had John sitting next to him who looked like he had to go piss or was constipated the entire time. It was like, I wish the president would hurry up. I really got to go to the bathroom look on his face.
Right.
So I found that interesting just watching the background, but I'm a background type of watcher.
Right.
Because everything I was hearing was, like you mentioned earlier, wah, 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 wah.
Dude, I listened to the whole thing, and I was, like, so ready, because I taped the whole thing, and I was like, all right, I'm going to, I had, like, an hour and a half window to edit together something really quick, and he didn't really give me much to go on, dude. Like, it was a pretty, I mean, I would need a couple of days to really do something good. Like, I'm sure, you know, you'll go on YouTube in a couple of days and there'll be some cool remixes or whatever you want to call them. But he gave, look at even Dennis Kucinich has got like a jolly for the president hanging out behind him, trying to get a picture of him. Oh, and all these girls. Oh, look at all the girls. All the little soldier girls dressed up trying to get a piece of Obama. Wow.
Don't that just
ooh. What's that?
It's just ridiculous. I mean, he is
the cult of personality. It's absolutely amazing. Like, he seriously is pumped up like he's fucking LeBron James or Tiger Woods or something, but you know, even more so. I mean, and it's not just Barack. I'm not singling out him, dude. You know, they treated George Bush just the same. They treated Bubba the same. They treated all of them down the line. And I think it goes back to FDR. I think that's where the presidency became this cult of personality.
Well, it really wasn't with, you know, and I'm not a fan of Lyndon Johnson that much, because he was kind of like the fill-in. And he didn't really have that cult following. He was more, because everybody's pissed off because he was getting our boys killed over in Vietnam.
Now, you know what I did not hear? I did not hear Paul Ryan's response. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. I kind of got my full of political
crap. I'm gonna have to YouTube that. Meanwhile,
posted.
Moxie's here. Moxie, what'd it do?
Hey, what's poppin'?
Oh, this guy, your friend, what do you call him? God 2.0 or what? Who is he?
God Junior.
Jesus Junior? God Junior?
Can you hear me? God Junior, yeah.
Yeah, God Junior.
God Junior. My man.
Yeah,
my pimp.
Yeah, your playa just went
nuts. Yeah. He
delivered yeah.
Patriot
it
Greg.
Was very, very, yeah. All right, I got one more caller here I want to bring on. Pistol Pilot, go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much. What are we talking about?
You're welcome. Okay, so anyways.
We all know who that was.
So Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, and Megadeth are doing this show. It's sort of a reunion. They did the same thing in Europe. And here's, they did a DVD of it. And this is a track off of it. This is actually all four bands doing a rendition of Am I Evil together. I think it's in Bulgaria from like a couple of years ago. And all four of these bands are getting back together in April for a big festival. And I'm probably going to go because because it's metal and it's in California.
Nice.
What we'd love to do is invite out
Vic,
all the other bands.
Debbie.
An extremely difficult song. All right? Yes, sir! This is a celebration, man. These bands have been together almost 30 years and still alive and still on the road bringing metal to the metal family like you all out there, you know? So, history is happening right now, all right? And this is all good. Moving forward in the name of heavy metal, all right? This is a song from a band called Diamond Head entitled Am I Evil?
Hey, it's Vince of the Bay. The Bay. I got Ken Barr here, Moxie, bring on our good friend. Good dude, Joe.
Patriot Greg.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Go ahead. I gotta fix the Patriot Greg stuff.
Yeah,
go ahead and talk to him. So.
I wish you would do that.
Hey, Jew?
Yes, how can I help you?
I heard you were naked earlier and a conversation took place.
I am naked all the time.
I heard you had a naked conversation
with
someone else.
How we do it on this show, guys.
Sometimes I touch myself.
When you're naked?
And
like
not.
Linda?
And not.
Patriot Craig.
And not?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have news.
About
you news?
Now?
No, but there's annoying music in the background.
What is that?
Well, the music's there because Blue Goose is in the room, Goofy Bone's in the room, guest, Iconoclast TX, Moxie, oh my God, it's me, and Pegasus is in the room.
Nice.
Sorry, I spelled in for Vince.
Where is Vince?
Hey, I see that we have guest 23579 in the chat room, and we have been trying to get an exclusive with that guest for about a year. So, guest 23579, please go and register and shoot Vince in the Bay a message because he's been dying to talk to you. Seriously, you have no idea.
In.
Yeah, call in, man.
What's the number, Moxie?
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you asked. It's 347-826-7667. Seven.
Why, yes it is.
No, actually, I was looking for the number for the Pizza Hut on Corcoran.
All right, well, you can get that on your smartphone, can't you now?
Not
all right.
Really. I have a BlackBerry. It's not that smart.
So I think there we go. He's back, finally.
Are we on the network?
I am.
Debbie?
All right, we're on the network, all right. Do you have that cunt Moxie on?
I don't know if anybody knows this, but Bill Wagner's show was taken off Blog Talk tonight.
Why?
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that last night, and it didn't happen.
It did
it
happen.
It was. But now it's back.
It did happen.
And now it's back.
Why?
Apparently, he talked with Sherry Sandlund by Skype. He had a Skype chat with her while we were discussing something else, and she said that too many people complained about him complaining about other hosts. And who says it's not true? Hold on, Iconoclast. Call in for... And the background music is...
I know. What the hell? We can cover for you, Ben. We don't need it.
Yeah.
We're all good.
Not that I don't
grown
like
up.
It. It's really nice, but...
We're grown up.
I'd really rather... Yeah, I want to hear Iconoclast. This is not true, because I need to give him a smackdown now.
It's true.
The
I
network.
Was there. I
oh
was
my
there
God, the
when
network.
It disappeared and when it come back.
That's not enough for Icona.
Well...
Jesus. Mm-hmm.
So end result, Bill Wagner is still on BTR.
Yes.
End result was that Bill Wagner was gone, then he's back.
Wow.
Okay. So it's sort of not really news.
Well, no. It's kind of news.
No, it's not. He made it up. He's like Debbie Daly-ing himself.
Wait a minute. I searched for him. He was gone.
That is true.
And then after he said he chatted with Sherry Sandlund.
It was about 10 minutes.
He was back. Same search. He was gone, then he was back.
Was this before, during, or after we were on the phone together, Jew, when you were naked?
This happened after.
Okay, after you were naked.
You just love that naked stuff,
don't you? I do. I love it. That was the most fun I've had in a long time.
Thank God he dressed himself before he talked to me then.
Dirty. No, he didn't. He just tells you that. Dude walked around naked all day.
This happened about 2 hours ago.
Yeah, it was about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
About 10:30.
Right. But the interesting thing is that I said to Bill, since he was talking with Sherry, I said, why don't you ask her to reinstate my show? And I can't say the response. I'll tell you in the chat room. But the point here is, what is the point? I did have a point, and I've forgotten my point. Now I have.
It's about getting your show reinstated.
Oh, I don't really care.
Your point is on your head. It's a pointy head.
Aw. Come on.
Yes.
And no, Icono, we're not talking about that head.
Who says it's a lie? Oh, no, here's the interesting thing. They never sent him an email. They just killed his show, just like they did mine. That's what I get out of that. They killed his show, but no mail, no warning, nothing, just gone.
Was it his show, like his last extravaganza on BTR?
It was last night's show.
If you did a search for Wagoner, nothing came up except some of the other people who...
Well, no, you would search for American Dad or whatever he...
No, it doesn't find it that way. I searched Wagoner. Wagoner didn't show anything. And then after he talked to Sherry, I did the search again, and he came back up again. Who says it's a lie?
Goofy Bone, and he's like Dr. Cowpote.
Goofy Bone's retarded.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he
like
is. He's waiting for the panties of the Debbie Daly.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he's a traitor.
That's retarded.
Like Nature Boy. Nature Boy just left the LOC. Goofy Bone is, he's just gone. It's a disaster.
Hmm.
Oh,
figures of the LOC.
I got a lead on Nature Boy, but
okay.
I'm going to discuss it here. I just need somebody else to listen to the, and I sent the file to the Jew.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey.
So that he can bear voices.
We got, the Mexicans here. Hang on, you guys. We got to start talking like ghetto and shit so he can understand what we're saying. Are you guys ready?
Shit, pimp. Bring
what
it.
What
up, Goofy, what up?
Ese.
El Cornel.
Hey, ¿qué pasó, locos?
¿Cómo se dice Goofy Bone?
Nimrod.
Whatever you say. And yeah, well, anywho, Jew, you're full of shit. Can I say that live on the...
Bill is not...
Estación es Esperanza.
Bill is not doing adult-oriented shows.
Well,
hey, check this out,
Jew.
Mono Cerebus.
All right, hold on. I
Mono Cerebus. Talk for a second, you fucking asshole.
Alto. Mono Cerebus.
Because last night...
Levanta.
I brought two people together, even though it was fake, but I brought those two people together, and all it took was the Jew to fucking bring that guy back to reality to see that, hey, you can't fucking be friends with her. And look what happened. These men don't know how to go out, get laid, and have a good time and smoke a cigarette after you had sex. No. They're too busy, stuck in the rooms, living with their mom at age 40-something.
We got anything more? I think it's actually 50-something.
Okay, well, I don't know. Anywho. But, Jew, you know when you change your fucking BTR name, like, say, for instance, I don't know.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Deb Daily One or whatever. You know, that eliminates your page because there's no page to go to.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, you know what? You really don't know what you're talking about.
You know what, you? Just because you're intelligent, you have that intelligent talk, doesn't mean that you're intelligent.
Okay, but you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wait, so the Jew is Deb Daly One? Thank you for all those nice emails.
I'm saying that when you change your name, it's not going to go to the link of your account because your name's not there.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Okay, then what's so true then?
I'm sorry. All right, that was a very broad question. Why don't you hone it down a little bit, Popeye?
Goofy is correct. Sometimes it does not. Sometimes.
No.
The conditional statement. Sometimes it does not go to the to any sort of page whatsoever. You get a user does not exist.
I'm sorry. Let me explain.
Two hours ago, Deb Daly had a show. Okay?
And
of course, he wants to go on the show so he can listen without getting criticized because he knows what he did.
Who does?
Because you know who. Billy Wags.
Oh, okay.
The homeboy, Billy Wags.
And?
He was actually talking to me 2 hours ago.
Why are you laughing like an insane idiot?
God damn it. I tried to call the wagon today.
Why is Why is he laughing like an idiot?
I'm laughing like an idiot because you are an idiot.
Mono Zarevis.
Now hold on, let's explore that for a second. You're laughing like an idiot because I'm an idiot.
Because you're an idiot.
I see.
Because only a person like would know how a person laughs like an idiot.
How long have you felt this way?
Felt what way?
How long have you harbored this resentment?
As long as you harbor your Jewness.
I've been Jewish all my life. But now you're getting stupid. Again, I must ask you.
You know a stupid person when you're just as stupid as the person you're claiming is stupid?
Well, that is so deep that I'm not sure how to answer that. But again, let me ask you.
Look,
your Jedi mind tricks don't work on this one.
No, I've never
my
heard
tricks
such,
don't work on me, only my knee.
I've never heard such
I'm
idiots.
A troll and a liar.
Have you forgotten? Have you perhaps forgotten?
I've been messaging you guys for a long time. Fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
He's not even a Jew, man.
Have you perhaps forgotten your medication tonight, Goofy?
I'm actually doing my medication right now. So if you give me a second.
Speaking of my medication.
Do you have glaucoma as well?
No. I have
migraine?
No, I don't.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that one before. Ken's only used it like 5 or 6 times on my show already.
Sorry, but I want to go back to talking
about... I'm muting myself.
I want to go back to talking about Goofy's resentment of the Jew.
You know what, Jew? The reason why the Mexican hates you is the same reason why you hate the Mexican.
Dime.
It just doesn't work. It's like putting hot dogs in a bowl of milk. It just doesn't work.
I've never thought of that combination, but I'll ponder it. Again, why are you so envious and resentful of the Jew?
First off, I ain't envious of the Jew. I could care less about the Jew. You just have to be.
I would like you to have a little bit of grammar if you speak to me. Why are you so envious and resentful of me? Now take your time.
The reason why
think about it.
Is because you are so stupid and you think you know everything, but unfortunately your curls on your head are not too curly.
What kind of answer is that? No, I don't understand that.
No, like plain English to me, actually. Not even Spanglish.
I feel like I'm talking to some beggar on the street.
Hey, you better get into it, dude. You're the one that said you want to move to, Central America or some shit. Goofy's going to be the least of your troubles.
Have you seen Colombia? It's beautiful.
Yeah, and have you seen the drugs? It's also beautiful.
Colombia is no longer.
What part of Colombia are you going to?
Colombia is no longer known for drugs or violence. They have.
Oh, really?
They have done.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, listen. If
like
I know,
like I said, you think you know everything.
If you were capable of reading, you would find out that they've done wonders in cleaning that up.
Yeah, just like in Silicon Valley over here in San Jose. Oh, we're the safest city in California.
That's
why we have 9 murders so far because they hide the murder. Look, They hide it so you could a stupid ass like yourself could go over there and act like you're gonna be at home and live happy. And next thing you know, there's the drug lords right over there.
It's the resentment that is showing.
And there's no abandoned ship. You can't just walk across to America. I'm sorry, Jew. You're stuck over there.
And there's no way for you to get rid of that resentment.
Why don't you just retire in Florida? Aren't there all the Jews over there?
How can I help you?
How do you want to help me?
I want to help you get over this resentment.
Well, there is no resentment. I told you.
No,
you are the Dark Lord, when I do.
I feel your resentment, and I understand why you're resentful, but I think
how do you understand? You're asking me, and I don't even know. So how the fuck do you know?
Well, that's why I'm here, to help you find out.
Jew. You know
Dr. Jew, if you would, please.
I wish you had a show so I could have my friend do his little magic, and he'll just shut your shit down, and I just want to see how you react.
Well, then why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just shut it down before the show?
No, I would shut it down while you're doing the show.
Are you doing drugs?
I'm about to, but you keep bothering me, so I can't light this fucking thing.
But you're not making any sense.
Neither are you.
No, let me explain to you how it works. If I say say something to you or ask you a question, you shouldn't respond back to me with the same thing as I asked you, but in the affirmative. I asked you why you're so...
God.
Where the resentment comes from. What is the underlying cause of this resentment?
Jew,
hello?
You're the enemy. You're always the enemy. You work both sides of the fence. That's how you became invincible throughout this whole fucking troll wars. So, of course, there's always got to be somebody that has to be against you. And that's where I come in. I'm the chosen one. I'm the one that brought balance to the force. When Deb Daly and fucking Bill Waggies were holding hands, walking underneath the sunlight, dancing underneath the pale moonlight, and then here comes the Jew into Bill Wagner's ear. And Bill Wagner turned his back on Deb Daly once again. I never seen a very fast, what do they call it, where they hold the little puppet. I don't know, I'm Mexican. You got to help me out with these words, Jew, because this is a word I hardly use. Ventriloquist?
Enough of the theater talk.
Oh, my God.
I agree, Lair. Crazy, man. So we're gonna take a little break here. We'll get back to the chit-chattery. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the bay, a.k.a. Vince is not gay.
Vince is not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that
I'm pretty sure,
man.
He's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
He's just saying that he's not. I don't think, you know.
It really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah.
And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay, because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
Mac Tracy. I'm back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? I'm back. Boy, where you been? I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate, but these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride, for you to bump while you side through the parking lot, after the club, putting on the dub, hollering at Hutchins just trying to get jugged, out, drought, on niggas like me, M to the D from the R-O-M-P, Bo Philly, using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoes. You pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn show ain't fucking with you.
She heard a 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out wetter than she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat. I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene. Always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your niggity. Mac Driggity. Back in the V. Look at me. I'm living free. No parole. I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know. This is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks. Don't fuck with dibbles and bits. Big face. $100 bills got me. Straight face. Gunning for the skill. I'm running with the peel. Going for two. With the double R cool. Doing what I do.
What I do.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Wait a minute. There is, in the guest room, I have Vince is not gay and Vince in the Bay. So it's not the same Vince. I don't know what's going on in the guest room, but we got two Vinces. Oh, no, that's
the same. He don't know if he want to be here or not. He's trying to figure it out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Vince, you better say something. Are you both?
Hey,
he's saying, Vince, hey, guys. Okay, so Vince is not gay. It's not Vince in the Bay.
They both next to each other, though. Something might happen. Something might transpire.
I don't know.
You're tuned to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vance.
Oh, Kenmore, what are you doing? Are we on?
Penis.
Alright. Or is that you? Which
yeah.
One? You guys sound exactly the same as Lady Slugger would say.
Lady Slugger can slug something up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, I know. Is he back?
Moxie.
Hello. Hey, baby doll. Oh, what's going on? Patriot Greg all around.
Where the fuck is Patriot Greg?
I don't know. You're not cutting out, though. You, Goofy, are not Patriot Gregging.
Oh. No, I'm not. Am I supposed to be?
No. No one's supposed to be.
Oh, well,
this is a service that's worth $40 a month. Should we be Patriot Gregging all the time? Absolutely not. Please.
You know, I only hear Patriot Greg when he gets chewed out by Billy Wags, so I really don't know what else Patriot Greg does.
Oh, yeah, no, Patriot Greg is our safe word here on Disorderly Conduct. Okay. So when somebody starts cutting out, right? If like, okay, let's sit like this, which I probably am doing anyway. You say Patriot Greg.
Oh.
I want to get a clip of Patriot Greg saying
Patriot.
His name.
Yeah.
And then have you have that, so when people are getting fucked up, and it's like Patriot Greg, or however the fuck his accent sounds.
He has the best accent.
It's
so wacky.
We should do forget Debbie Daly. We need to do a contest on who can do the best Patriot Greg.
That'd be so awesome. Where is he? What's is he like? Romanian or Bulgarian or I don't know, Albino, something like
Billy
that.
Billy Wags really chews him out, though. I mean, that poor guy.
Okay.
Kind of hard.
Okay. Wags, you know, the wagon, 2012.
I would have
no, I thought it was 2016. It's actually 2016. If you watch the video, it's 2016.
Oh, it's 2016. Well, that's right, because it's Larry O'Shaughnessy in 2012.
Is it?
Really? He's amazing.
Oh, yeah. The LOC, yeah, it's total, yeah,
LOC
of course.
For life, yes, in the 2012.
I don't know.
Hello.
It might be the DD crew. It might be the
My
DD
name's Larry
crew.
O'Connor.
Oh my! Is that Larry O'Donald? Oh my God, he's
my
here!
God,
Lair.
You know the theater folk; they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Lair, did you hear about what's going on in the Humor Institute? It is our farewell show on Sunday night. Vince is co-hosting.
My head
and...
can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Well, of course not. But Vince in the Bay is going to co-host, and also, I guess, what is that, tri-hosting? I don't know how this works. But I'm going to be double-teamed by Vince and Randy Sexer.
Yeah, it's going to be great, Larry. And we'll double-team you after if you want, because
not a whole lot going on.
Yeah. You said
we have that wacky stalwart, whatever. I don't know. I guess not. I was supposed to send you an email reminding me to remind you to remind you to email me.
Right.
Yeah. Something like that.
The rumors, the lies, the truth. Here we come. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
swear.
Whoa. Okay. But Goofy was owned by the Jew. Okay.
Like anybody.
Right. Thank you. I like. I have to commend you, guest 23995. I do find your font rather attractive. Could you please let us know what font you're using? I like that font. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to steal your font. That's obviously your signature guest 23995 font. But just curious what it is. I don't know. It's not familiar with it.
Wow. I really want to have a look. Like, I want to get naked with guest 23995.
He's a fucking rock star, dude.
Totally. Oh, my God. That font turns me on in ways that I didn't know.
Dude, you don't even know what I would do with that font.
I know, right?
Wow.
Oh,
all right, kid. As we admire guest 23995's font, we're going to take a little pause here. First, for our affiliate and sister stations to identify themselves. We're going to pause 5 minutes for station identification.
We're on the network.
And we're back, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here, kids. But stick around. There's more fun and merriment to continue in the second hour. We got the Jew, we got Moxie, we got Ken Moore, and we have the Mexican as well. If you want to join us, the time is now. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
Beverly Hills will go live for the reading of this year's nominations from Tom Chirac, president of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, and last year's Oscar winner for Best Supporting Actress, Money.
Larry?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm Tom Chirac, president of the Academy. Welcome to our home. We've got some big news to announce this morning, and to help me, I'm very happy to welcome Academy Award winner, Monique.
Doc, he's just listening.
Larry? Is that you, Larry?
Thank you, Tom. And good morning, everyone.
The 2010 nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role are Amy Adams in The Fighter, Helen Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, Melissa Leo in The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld in True Grit, and Jackie Weaver in The Animal Kingdom. Monique?
Thank you.
And Moxie
for Best Performance
for the
by an Actor in a Supporting Role, the nominees are Christian Bale in The Fighter, John Hawkes in Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner in The Town, Mark Ruffalo in The Kids Are All Right, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's Speech.
For Disorderly Conduct.
The best performance by an actress in a leading role, the nominees are Annette Bening in The Kids Are All Right, Nicole Kidman in Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone,
Natalie
Portman in The Black Swan,
Debbie Daly
in Michelle Williams in Blue Valentine.
The nominees for best performance by an actor in a leading role are Javier Bardem in Beautiful, Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg in The Social Network, Colin Firth in The King's Speech, and James Franco in 127 Hours.
For Best Achievement in Directing, Darren Aronofsky for Black Swan,
and the LOC.
David O. Russell for The Fighter, Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, David Fincher for The Social Network, and Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen for True Grit.
The best original screenplay. The nominees are Mike Lee for Another Year, Scott Silver, Paul Tomasi, Eric Johnson, and Keith Dorrington for The Fighter, Christopher Nolan for Inception, and Stuart Blumberg for The Kids Are All Right, and David Siler for The King's Speech.
For adapted screenplay, we have Danny Boyle and Simon Beaufoy for 127 Hours. Aaron Sorkin for The Social Network. Michael Arndt, John Lasseter, Andrew Stanton, and Lee Unkrich for Toy Story 3. Joel Cohen and Ethan Cohen for True Grit. And Deborah Cranick and Anne Rossellini for Winter's Bone.
At Vince of the Bay.
For Best Foreign Film Language, Best Foreign Language Film, we have From Mexico, Beautiful. From Greece, Dogtooth. From Denmark, In a Better World. From Canada, Unsundi. And from Algeria, Outside the Law.
For Best Animated Feature Film,
the
nominees are How to Train Your Dragon, Chris Sanders and Dean Dubois.
How to Train Your Dragon?
The Illusionist, Sylvain Chomet.
I think I got that.
Toy Story 3, Lee Unkrich.
And finally, I'm pleased to announce that the 10 films selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2010 are Black Swan, Mike Medavoy, Ron Oliver, and Scott Franklin, producers.
Not interested. Didn't see it.
The
not
Fighter,
interested.
David Hoberman, Todd Lieberman, and Mark
Wahlberg.
The Lieberman, see?
Inception, Emma Thomas and Christopher Nolan, producers. The Kids Are All Right, Gary Gilbert, Jeffrey Lieberman, and Celine Rattray, producers.
Simmer down now.
The King's Speech, Ian Canning, Emile Sherman, and Garth Ewan, producers. 127 Hours, Kristen Coulson, Danny Boyle, and John Smithson, producers.
Where's Larry?
The Social Network, Scott Rudin, Dana Brunetti, Michael DeLuca, and Sion Chafin, producers.
And Larry
O'Shaughnessy. Toy Story 3, Darla K. Anderson,
producers. Toy Story 3.
True Grit, Scott Rudin, Ethan Cohen, and Joel Cohen, producers.
Disorderly
and Winter's Bone, Anne Rosalini, and Alice Madigan-Yorkin, producers.
You're invited to join us on February 27th when we celebrate the very best that movies have to offer. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Well, that's obvious what they were talking about. You know what I mean?
Isn't
when they
the
were saying
network,
the social network.
That's the network.
The true life story of the Depster.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
A lot of awards.
That's all I hear out of my sources, and my sources are mainly Swaro.
Wait, whoa. You just spammed my chat. What's this send-off extravaganza and organza?
Bill Wagner in the room.
The we have the Wags? Oh, come on. He's not here.
What the hell is organza?
It's fabric. But that's, I hope you know you're co-hosting with me. I know that you're working, so I have recruited the executive producer of dubious background to kind of fill in the gaps. Well, I wish. Yeah. That'd be nice. I have a gap that needs filling. But anyway, Randy Sexer will be executive producing on Sunday.
So no Silent Bob drinking game?
No, we'll still be doing that. But okay. I want to see how long it takes Randy to kick Silent Bob off the chat, basically. I think that's going to be the drinking game. So you're going to want to drink a lot, right? Either before or after, because I think it's going to happen pretty fast. So maybe not. Maybe we'll have a little fist fight. It'd be nice. I mean, I'm not encouraging violence the way Sarah Palin, that crazy-ass, grizzly bitch, does, okay? I'm just saying.
Who I would totally have sex with, by the way.
I think I would, too, and I don't endorse her.
I don't endorse her politically, but I would endorse her sexually.
Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what?
You missed it the other night. I caused Ghost to go in. He was asking for someone to name one successful woman who's conservative. And he said, I don't want no damn Oprah Winfrey or anything like that. All I did was call in, and I said, this is all I said, Sarah Palin. He went off for about 15 minutes.
Oh, no, I heard that, but I think I got kicked out of the chat room that time, too. I get kicked out of all the shows. And then, meanwhile, I go into these shows where it's just all, like, trolls and, you know, my people, because, you know, you guys all know I'm black. And I'll go into, like, black shows and listen to music with, like, you know, screen names like Conservative Mama. And they're all like, hey, what up? And I'm all like, yeah, hey, you know, because, like, they can tell just by my screen name that I'm black. Whereas CFGA and some of these other idiots, forget it. You know, they kick me out right away.
For asking for a prayer.
I asked for you and who else was I asking to pray with me? It was you and I can't remember who it was, but yes, I wanted to do a decade, is that right, on the rosary? Something like that?
I don't
that.
Know, I'm not Catholic.
I was raised Catholic. I should know this kind of stuff. I'm an atheist, folks. Fucking for life, just like LOC. But I think it's like a decade or something. And then there's like 10 beads or something. So anyway, I asked someone to pray the rosary with me, Ken and somebody else. And I, like, CFGA just kicked me right there. No rosary in the CFJ. Just saying.
Yeah, but I think that's the difference between me and a lot of people, and that's why I get along with you and Icono, is I don't try, you know that I have my beliefs, but I don't try to push those beliefs on you.
Right. Absolutely.
I respect your right to believe in what you want to believe in.
Just as you respect mine.
You know, yeah. Even though you might think I'm a fool for believing what I believe, you feel respect that I have that right to believe what I want to believe.
Right, no, but I don't actually, you know, I'm not trying to convert people to atheism because it doesn't really matter to me. But I would like to convert Iconoclast TX to my team. Hey, baby. I think I'm fourth in line. There are three women in front of me. They could all get married. And then he has to leave his husband and change teams, and I'm in. He's hot.
But see,
he's a hot.
I'm actually.
I don't know if I don't even know if he could tolerate me. But
I'm number one in line. Oh. If he decides to leave his husband, I would have better chance.
No, no. Marriage is for life.
I said if he decides to leave his husband.
Mm-mm. If he does, it's only because he's changing teams. And then I get him after those other three women either disappear mysteriously or get married or whatever.
Just like a woman. All
yeah, he's laughing in the chat. Hey, Icono. I knew that'd wake him up. He was sleeping in the chat. So where is Vince in the Bay? What about Vince in the Bay?
I don't know.
Are you
Debbie,
jealous?
He got trolled. Debbie?
Oh.
He got trolled this afternoon.
Who did?
I got trolled pretty fucking hard, dude. You should hear my Vince is Not Gay show. Go listen to my Vince is Not Gay show from this afternoon.
He was good up until he revealed he was a troll, and then it was the same old unoriginal bullshit.
Yeah, he actually strung me along a long
936?
Way.
936?
A long way.
He did?
936. I have 202. It down. Let me find it.
Oh, it was 202.
Oh, the 202. Really? That's interesting. Because okay.
You actually called him, and his mom answered.
Oh, no, it was neither of those. But some chick did call, yeah. Chick did answer.
Bill Wagner today, but he didn't answer.
Thank you, very nice.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Eugene. All right, so it's disorderly conduct with Vince in the Bay.
Currently being hosted by
I don't know if I'm patriot gregging or if he's patriot gregging, so I'm just talking because that's what I do, folks. Yeah, so you can call in. It's free.
I'm hearing a lot of patriot gregging, and I think it might
okay.
be me.
I'm not hearing it from you or Ken more.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Good. We still have the Mexican on it. Hey, Mexican, are you there? Hello? I cannot be kidding.
I'm here.
Greg.
In the Bay. Okay, I can't. Sorry. Bye. Patriot Greg. There you go.
You know what's crazy is when we listen back to this, it won't be so Patriot Gregged. It
no.
will be in some spots, but some spots it won't be.
Like,
be
yeah, you know, that pisses me off because it's like I think people's shit's all messed up, and I yell at them. And then when I listen to the show, they're all perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the music, when I put the music on the very lowest setting, like last night, the Jew was complaining about it, and like when I was on the line, I agree, it did sound like it was loud, but when I listened back to it, it sounded fine. It sounded like at the perfect level.
Wow.
Yeah, BTR is fucked up, man. It's like really like tweaky, and I have so like sometimes my Skype connection will be great, you know, I have good, you know, a lot of times it's granted it's because of my bandwidth. But there'll be times when I have a good, solid connection, and
it's not good
Wow!
Yeah,
you know,
I'll use my Skype headset or something, and it'll just like sometimes it'll be good, sometimes it'll suck.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Wax is screaming for God right now.
Oh, tell him to come.
No.
Tell him to come over here.
Yeah, tell him to lighten up, bro. Come over here. We'll have a laugh.
He's got Patriot Greg over there giving him a pep talk.
He's got the real Patriot Greg? Are you serious?
Yeah.
No
right.
way, dude.
Can we
you
sign
gotta,
with that?
You guys gotta listen to this shit.
Come on, I'll
wow.
hit one.
All
somebody
right,
dial.
Let's check it out. Let's check it out. Somebody give me the, somebody send me the number in the chat.
Yeah.
It's
347.
Hang on. I'm fucking slow. I'm half retarded. Give me a second.
Okay.
It's all the fluoride in your water, Vince, by the way.
Vince,
by the way.
Okay, it's 347.
326. 9835.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Give, and I'll get. How about that? Is that what God wants us to do?
Every time you have a show in which you try to bring up some good topics, good conversation, it bothers them. And they will come up, they will call you, they will tell you things that will make you do or say things that otherwise you wouldn't do. Why? Because
these
they don't want you to continue doing what you intended to do. If you want to do something good, there is always people out there who are bothered, especially when sometimes, and especially when they know how to push your buttons.
Hey,
and that is
should we raise our hand?
Where you have to work on, you know?
Is that
you
working?
You have to work on how to protect those buttons.
Is that the working
that if they
buttons?
Manage to push, will cause a specific reaction.
Trying.
There are certain buttons
oh,
that
so
people
one.
React to. Now, it's up to us to allow people to push the buttons that will cause us to
he
react,
even
and
said,
which we do
button.
Not want to react. Because
somebody
I know
pressed
that
one.
Many times you become stressed or anxious or nervous or passionate about what you're
the
doing.
The hell
and
is he talking about?
Things that
pushing the
other
button.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be saying it. And I know, and that is because
no, Bill Wagner.
We have
finally getting to him. He knows that he's a bad person.
The Patriot, CFGA's in the house. Let's find him real quick, okay?
Oh, great!
All right, let's
great.
Bring on him. You're on. Go ahead. How are you? 925. You're
hello?
On.
Hello. Oh, hey.
Hello.
No, not. Yeah, I'm not a friend of Patriots.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk to you then. Goodbye. All right. See, I didn't want to push my buttons there. I just hung up on them. How about this one? Hello, how are you?
Yo, yo, yo. Is this me?
Yeah. My brother. How you doing, man?
What's
I'm
going
so
on,
sorry
guys?
Last
hey,
night, my friend.
Don't worry about it. I went
I
back
ever,
and listened to this.
I have a repentance, buddy. I really do. And I want to say to everyone, especially you, my friend, that I have been an ignorant asshole, okay? And sorry to use that kind of language, but I have been an ignorant asshole. I'm not realizing in my life who is the true people that really care about others. And I just want to say
me,
I'm sorry.
Bill. Bill.
Hi, Bill. I've always loved your brother. I just had to get some distance because we had a little heated thing going on. But I tell you, I tell you this: what out of all sincerity, Bill, I never stopped praying for you, man. I really had never stopped praying for you. And you know, I know my God tells me that I am supposed to forgive everyone so I can be forgiven, and that I'm supposed to love people, and that's what I do. I think we both got a little bit at each other because we were both angry at each other, and. I just want to say, hey, I hope that we can get along from here on out, man, and just be respectful towards one another, brother.
Can
it's
we,
like
can,
it
can
never happened.
Let's do that. And can we do something right on the air, and who cares if anybody thinks? I could care less. Between me,
all right, that's enough of that. So he's born again, right?
that the idea?
I think so, but I'm not sure. Ask the Jew. He would know.
If anybody can get to, if they, anybody can get to the bottom of this,
it's the Jew.
Is it not?
I'm a troll and a liar.
You know, I talked
right.
to him today on the phone for 45 minutes while he was naked.
And did you, was it on Skype?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
In fact, it was. No, actually. And I did not see him. But I did play for him my favorite clip of Lots of Cunts.
Oh, yeah.
From your show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which you've
right.
never uploaded, but I can play if you give me a second.
No, it's cool. You don't have to.
That's it. Okay. Well, I know that you're a busy man. Anyway, have I mentioned Sunday's panel? We have, like, I don't know how many. I think maybe 4 or 5 third world intuitive experts. I mean, dubious, nasty British types. Not British, brutish. It's going to be a big, it's going to be a big show over at the Humor Institute Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday.
No, because I'm sick. I've been, actually, I felt a little better after talking to the Jew while he was naked. Coincidence? Placebo effect? I don't know. But, yeah.
Rabbit. No.
Period Greg out of clay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I tried to call Wags today since we were just simulcasting him. And it was not a happy situation. Now, Wags has only called into the Humor Institute once, I think. Maybe twice. And I'm trying to get him lined up for Sunday's show. I want him on the panel because I know that he is king of the third world intuitive, you know, radio host. So, I don't know.
All right. We look forward to it. I got a call
right.
here. Let's go.
Cool. Let's take a call.
251 area code.
Oh,
you
God.
Are lying on the air.
Jim Bob, man. What's going on?
Cletus.
What's up, Roscoe? Hey.
Jim Bob,
what's going on,
bro?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. I want to see if y'all can clear this up.
All right.
Busy Bob had a show last night called Troll Wars.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Uh-huh. What about
I'm
it?
I'm assuming that you, it, you know, if you advertise something like that, you're going to invite trolls,
Nature
right?
Nature Boy.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
you're
here.
You're going to invite trolls, right? Well, right about halfway through the show, did he kick all his guests out because he called them trolls?
You'll have to ask Goofy that, although he just dropped off the line in anticipation of your call, no doubt.
Yeah, you see what I mean? I'm trying to figure that out.
It doesn't make sense. I agree. It makes zero sense.
And I think you come with a hard-hitting question.
Hey, Vince,
no,
Vince
I
let me,
can't
let me,
answer it.
Hold up, Mark. Let me say something best first. Look,
yeah.
You know, at times you've had probably 30, 40 guests in your room. Now, possibly there could be some trolls or spies like that, but I'm not thinking every one of them are. You know, it might be the point that they don't want to register a name because if they come in the chat room, because some of the crap gets started in there, if they just figure, I'll just watch the chat and, you know, listen to the show. So I don't think all your guests are bad, you know?
Well, here's another thing, Cletus, another thing is that you notice now that it's getting closer to...
Patrick Gregg.
Thank you. If you notice now that it's getting closer to D-Day...
Right.
Like February 1st, it's coming up soon, and I think leading up to that, there was some speculation by some BTR host that
that maybe these guests weren't even really guests at all. They were just fabricated by BTR to boost ratings for a little period leading up to the period where they have to decide where they want to go with the, you know, with the paid account. And so I think their reasoning is like that maybe a host will see that they have all these guest listeners and they look at their numbers and they got tons of numbers and they might be like, oh, I got to keep this going. And I notice now that it's obvious now I'm staying on until I find a better place, a better home for my show.
Right.
So none of my guests aren't quite as big as they are. But granted, I didn't hype up this show as a troll show or something. I noticed if I just put, you don't even have to name your show a troll show. You just have to put like Debbie Daly, Bill Wagoner, BWC, Bill Wagoner Crew, One Angry Jew. Put all those names in your description, and you'll get tons of people if you do your show late at night. If you put the word troll in there, that gets a lot of hits. So, yeah. Hey, Cletus, I want to ask you your opinion on something.
Go ahead.
Did you listen to that the State of the Union?
No, I don't listen to shit.
Okay. It was pretty entertaining. I'll play it for you later. Or if you listen
back
to the beginning of the show.
That's right, don't do that.
Listen back to the beginning of the show. I got it on.
Yeah, I heard you when you played that.
I have the cliff notes. I have the condensed cliff note version at the beginning of my show, yeah. So.
I mean, I just.
But you know what I thought
was
interesting is.
Well, I don't want to listen to a bunch of lies, basically. I mean,
yeah, but you know what, usually the lies are usually reserved to just the president, and then the rebuttal, the response. And now Fox News has got their Tea Party response. So Michelle Bachmann's doing some delivery, but she's not delivering it to Fox News' cameras. She's delivering it to some other camera, which is kind of weird. And I don't know if that's done intentionally because Fox News doesn't want to endorse her. Because I tell you right now, I guarantee you that do you think MSNBC is broadcasting the Tea Party response?
I don't know. Like I say, I don't keep up with it.
All right, yeah,
stuff,
you're just
you know?
you're like
yeah.
Ghost. You're just all you care about is the financials.
No. I do care about what it, but I mean, I try to seek out the truth instead of listening to a bunch of just pure bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
Clearly, think you get that most of on your own. Your major networks, you know?
True that. Looks like we have the Jew here. Let me bring the Jew on. Jew, what it do?
I agree with this man completely.
Right.
I didn't even watch it. What's the point? I that one causing resentment had it correct. Americans, you're fucked. That's it. That's the message. You can turn off the televisions, turn off the radio. Stop looking at the internet. That's it. That's it. Boiled down into one sentence.
Okay.
Let me help you out better. You're fucked. Was that better?
All right. On that note, I think I have 50 rubles on the line. 50 rubles, are you there?
Just on every piece of vegetable and throw it in there. That's a fucking good idea.
It sounds like 50 rubles is working on some... new recipe. I'll put them back on hold.
What in the hell is a 50 rubles?
50 rubles?
And what is
he was my producer for my Sunday show the other day. I guess it was Sunday.
I noticed some people have gone and come back.
Yeah.
Specifically Iconoclast, who owes me an apology.
Oh, it's our good friend Petey of L.A. Haven't seen that dude in a while. What's up, Petey of L.A.? Greetings, Walsh. We are the right Pegasus 031475. Oh, my God, it's me, Moxie, Ken Moore, Iconoclast TX, guest 23579, and one causing resentment.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. If you want to join us, the number is 347.
Oh, God, look at Susan Estrich. You know what? Susan Estrich.
7667.
She needs some estrogen.
No, she what is with her?
Did she gain her pounds? Like an ostrich and bury her head in the sand.
Did she gain her 100 pounds?
Yes, apparently. And I think, but half of Greta Van Susteren's face was actually.
Is she giving the black block? Who's giving the black block response?
I am.
That's Susan Estrich.
Is that
her? No, I'm black. Oh,
I don't know what Tracy's all about.
Sorry. Shit.
Look at these scumbags.
Hey, guys. Oh, speaking of all the BTR nonsense. Oh, God. All right, we got another call here. 111, go ahead. You're on the air.
What's good in the hood?
Nothing. What's up with you, bro?
What's up, man? How's it going?
It was going great until you called. Moving on, I want you guys to hear the songs that Annie and Burl did about not deciding not to do the paid account here on BTR. This is their tribute to leaving BTR, I guess, the whole nonsense. You guys will relate.
Oh, my God.
Here, check it out.
Already.
Fuck you.
Thank you.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Who got the director of photography?
I think that was Schmedley Butler got the nomination for that.
Vince, it was Larry O'Shaughnessy.
And Larry O'Shaughnessy, too. He also got Best Director nod and Best Supporting Actor.
Well, who's the executive producer then? Shit, man. The script writer? And who's the fucking McGee's?
Kind of like Gary Lane.
GaryLane.net.
That's right. Well, thanks for filling us in on the latest dish. We always get, Chris, this should be, or excuse me, 50 rubles. This should be a regular segment for you, dude. Like Chris dishes. And instead of we'll hype it up as like a gossip thing, but it's really just you just talking about whatever dish you just made. Or no, Chris,
man.
50 rubles dishes on his latest dish.
Hold on a second, man.
Don't dish him either.
You joking? No, man. So, what part of town on the schedule of the week get? Are you coming?
I'm sorry?
Like Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. It's hard to tell what you're saying. Let me bring back everybody, Ken Moore. Oh, actually, let me take a quick little break here. Take a little TO, and be right back with my good friends here for more Disorderly Conduct right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Smith to the Bay. Hello?
Hello!
Hey. Okay, Vance. We have life.
Vance?
Debbie? Debbie, are we on the network?
We're on the network.
Wow.
That was my cat. Did you hear her?
God. You American bat. Here with you on Block Talk Radio and on the Debbie Daily Badass Network.
Oh, it's so badass. Debbie.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I did a quick poll in your chat room. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's just, there was some, like, commercial on for some, you know, like herpes treatment, something or whatever. So the quick poll for chatters was, would you rather have a faithful partner and an STD? It should have been like incurable STD. Or be completely blind. And we have, it's clean. It's half. It's half and half. It's right down the middle. I don't know if there is a best option here.
I think I'll treasure my...
Who would be my partner for the rest of the
night? I don't. This is all. Look, these are your own variables to figure out an answer.
If it's Jennifer Aniston,
I don't want to be blind.
I said I was going with B.
If it's Jennifer Aniston, give me the STD.
Listen, I would rather be blind and just be able to appreciate my partner's body than have some, you know.
So even if you look like Rocky Dennis.
I wouldn't know because I'm blind. He'd be so handsome. It'd be almost like, oh, real life.
Oh, admit it. You know that girl had to be thinking, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. But anyway, that was our quick Vince in the Bye disorderly conduct chat room poll.
If it was Jennifer Aniston, if they were faithful and it was a lifelong thing, I don't care if it was 20 minutes.
Really?
Now, 20 minutes, I'd take
that
STD.
She's got like that triangulation going on in her chin that's kind of bizarre.
I think Brad Pitt was a moron.
Well, look, I think that Jennifer is a woman. I happen to know that. Because I have mutual friends, so I kind of have insider information. But that said, it wouldn't matter if you were blind. You could have no STD and be with her for the rest of your life. You could know what she looks like and touch her all the time. How's that, Kenmore?
I'm touching myself now, just at the
sound
of that.
That's
amazing. Wow.
Lots of Cunts hasn't called in.
I know, we missed Lots of Cunts. Hey, we can't have it all right? I mean, we have Lots of Cunts on here sometimes. Sometimes we have Cactus. But they're not here all the time. That's the beauty. Old Rooter, he doesn't come around every day.
Oh,
you know?
Old Rooter. Okay, listen, I'm going to take my pants off, but only if Nature Boy calls in.
All right.
Hello, this is Nature Boy. Debbie Daly. Woo! This is the Nature Boy. Debbie Daly, I love you.
Debbie Daly, that Vince in the Bay. He's all like, he's crazy, and I have a sinus infection. What the hell is wrong with Nature Boy? All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right, kids. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate the support. Once again, it was a great night. We
celebrated the state of our union with our compadre. You know him, you love him, Barack Hussein Obama. Thank you again, Mr. President, for the lovely speech you delivered. And in case you missed it, kids, here's a little taste of what you missed. Check me again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. Disorderly Conduct with Vince of the Bay. See you tomorrow night. God bless you all, and God bless the United States of America.
2 years after the worst recession most of us have ever known, the stock market has come roaring back. Corporate profits are up. The economy is growing again. I've seen it in the shuttered windows of once booming factories, in the vacant storefronts on once busy main streets. I've heard it in the frustrations of Americans who've seen their paychecks dwindle or their jobs disappear. Steel mills that once needed 1,000 workers can now do the same work with 100. But we have never measured progress by these yardsticks alone. We measure progress by the success of our people, of Google and Facebook. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. Let us serve them as well as they've served us by giving them the equipment they need, things like computer chips and GPS. We need to get behind this innovation. And to help pay for it, I'm asking Congress to eliminate the billions in taxpayer dollars we currently pass on to our children. I don't know if you've noticed, but they're doing just fine on their own. And yes, we know that some of them are gay. I think I can help them, and I need to try. I'm not sure how we'll reach that better place beyond the horizon, but I know we'll get there. I know we will. We do big things. Our destiny remains our choice. And tonight, more than two centuries later, it's because of our people, and yes, we know that some of them are gay, that our future is hopeful, our journey goes forward, and the state of our union is strong. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
These people are idiots.